Welcome to the Tune Into You Meditation Podcast, where you can take a few moments to tap in, turn on, and come alive from the inside out with your guide, self-love specialist, Jennifer DeVue.
Sometimes things happen that we just can't control. Sometimes they are good things, and sometimes they are not so great. Bad things, failures, challenges, mistakes, and traumas happen to the best of us. If you have gone through a difficult or traumatic experience in your life, then this meditation is for you. Contrary to what some may believe, the after effects of trauma are not all bad. Over time, these challenges can reap great benefits. Benefits in relationships, creating more value, trust, and compassion. Benefits in self-esteem, a deeper inner wisdom, acceptance of vulnerability, and a new level of personal strength. As well as benefits in meaning, seeing life from a new perspective, finding purpose and a mission, and a new ability to live in the present moment. These are just a few of the benefits that trauma can have in our lives when we allow them in. In this meditation, we will be tapping into some of this post-traumatic growth and finally choosing for ourselves which consequences from the past we will bring with us into this new chapter of our lives. If you are ready to experience what post-traumatic growth really means, I invite you to find yourself a comfortable position, either sitting up or lying down, and allow your eyes to gently drift closed. And we can begin by taking three long, deep breaths. And with each exhale, you might allow yourself to begin to relax. Noticing this moment. This calm, peaceful moment that you are taking all for you. And as you relax into this moment, simply continue to notice the feeling of your breath moving in and out. And now I'd like you to get a sense of the top of your head. And as you find that now, just imagine that there is a warm, comfortable sensation moving down now from the top of your head into your face, into the back of your head, the back of your eyes, your nose, your mouth. And get a sense of what it might be like if this comfortable feeling were moving down from the top of your head into your throat, soothing and relaxing any tightness here, allowing the muscles of your throat to just let go. And now imagining this soothing feeling moving down into your shoulders, down into your arms and your hands. Moving down slowly now into your chest. You may notice your breath begin to deepen as you allow yourself to become even more comfortable with each and every breath. And now noticing this comfortable feeling moving down into your belly and into your hips, your thighs, your knees, your calves, your ankles, all the way down, down to the bottom of your feet. And you may notice, and I'm not sure if it begins at the top of your head or at the bottom of your feet. You decide, but you notice there this feeling of comfort begins to drift. And I don't know if it drifts upwards into your belly, in your chest, or if it drifts downwards into your knees and your feet. But you may feel this feeling, and as you do, you may just allow yourself to drift away in this moment to the sound of my voice. When you have the power at any moment to either accept or reject anything that I say, based on what you know is best for you. And with that in mind, you simply allow yourself to feel this comforting feeling as you relax to the sound of my voice. And so as you gently follow the sound of my voice, I'd like you to imagine and get a sense of yourself walking down a path. And I don't know if this path is in the forest or maybe by the beach, but you decide as you imagine yourself and get a sense of what it would be like to walk down this path. And as you walk down this path, you may begin to notice that there's something ahead of you, a little ways on the path. And I'm not sure what it is, but you know. And you know that this object is here just for you. It is a symbol of something that you need to move you forward on your journey. So you pick up this object and begin to notice its color, shape, texture, function, and it may take a moment for you to decide what this object is, but you just allow whatever image comes first, and whatever comes, that is fine. Perhaps you don't see anything at all. Perhaps you simply get a sense of a feeling that can empower you and move you forward on this path. And perhaps you already know what it is that this symbol is here to tell you, or perhaps sometime very soon, the meaning will pop into your head like a forgotten dream. And so you may bring this object with you as you continue to walk down the path, and you may notice that with each step you take, you can feel yourself going a little deeper and deeper and deeper into this calm, relaxed state. And you notice up ahead that you can see a warm orange glow at the end of the path. And as you walk towards this warm orange glow, you notice that it's the glow of a bonfire. And so you walk up to this bonfire, each step going a little deeper and deeper. And as you approach the bonfire, you notice that Beside this bonfire, there's a notepad and a pen. And so you imagine getting a sense of picking up that paper and beginning to write all of your frustrations, all of your worries, all of the things that have hurt you, all of the things that you are ready to let go. And you write these things out on the notes, note after note after note. And you feel yourself beginning to release these tensions and these worries with each note that you write. You begin to vent out and release. Each thing that you write down is something you are ready to let go of now. And now that you have these notes written out, you can go through them once again, knowing that all these things you are allowing yourself to release now, letting them go. And so, since you know you are quite ready in this safe space to release these heavy things, you take each paper and crumple it up. And as you crumple it up, you allow the tension and the frustration to release as you crumple the paper up in your hands and then toss that note into the fire. Note after note after note, you see yourself tossing these worries and frustrations into the fire, watching them burn away. And with each note you toss, you feel that sense of lightness and freedom moving into your body, releasing yourself from these things that no longer serve. And now, feeling very light, relieved, and relaxed, you find yourself getting up and walking back towards that path. And now, either to your left or to your right, and I'm not sure which, but you can decide, there's a full-length mirror. And as you look into this mirror, you see a reflection of yourself. And it is you, you see, but a little different. You see a new version of you. Someone whose past tribulations have made them stronger. You see your courage, your strength, your compassion, your wisdom. And you may notice that your heart appears a little broken. But you may also notice that it is whole and it is broken, wide open. This heart has been broken wide open, and it is so much more capable of feeling the love that is all around you in this moment. And in that love, you feel this sense of wholeness, completion, deep within yourself, knowing that no one and nothing can take away the core of you, which is this love, this strength, this compassion. And in a moment, I will begin to speak the words that you know in your heart to be true. And if they resonate for you, I invite you to listen with an open heart and simply allow these words to drift into your subconscious mind, sealing in these positive suggestions for the person that you have now become. And as you listen to the sound of my voice, you can allow any image, any idea, to just drift away as you begin to feel yourself floating in cool or warm water, whichever you decide. Feeling very comfortable and relaxed. Noticing that this water is the perfect temperature for you. You simply allow yourself to drift in this soft, still place. As you listen to the sound of my voice,
I love myself.
I am whole.
I am healthy.
I am capable.
I am
healing every day.
I create my reality.
I know who I am.
Every day I am healing.
I know the lessons
to heal in my
that
own
everything
time.
I love that I am
I
able
am
to reinvent
the lessons
to recreate myself.
Each
day.
I can allow myself.
I respect myself,
and I'm
proud
way.
Of the growth that has occurred.
Nothing that happened myself. In the past defines
my
me.
My past experiences
have
whole.
Made me who
I take
am
what value I can from the past and relinquish.
I embrace the strength that I now have.
Powerful. I bring strength, compassion,
I
and wisdom
myself
into everything I
can
do.
Be
I am valuable.
I decide.
I am strong.
I love myself.
I respect myself.
I am brand new in each
I
moment.
I release that which no longer serves
I value
serves me.
Myself.
I choose what I bring into the
I
future
I forgive
with me.
And thereby
I am not
release
my past.
Myself
I know
from
the
past.
Lessons that I am meant to learn.
I am proud of
I
the growth
am healing.
That has occurred
I am
within
grateful
me.
For the lessons the past has given me.
I love that I can recreate myself
I am grateful
every
for
day.
The powerful, wise person I have
I
become.
I love the strength and compassion that I
I
have
heal
inside.
In my
I
own
am healing.
Way.
In my
I
own
am whole
timing
and complete.
I know who I am.
I release
I
all that
wise.
No longer serves me.
I bring strength and compassion.
I am proud of who I
my
am.
My past experiences.
I respect myself.
The past does not define who I am.
I allow this moment
I
to
bring
be
value
brand
in
new into my life from my past experiences.
I am brand new in this
I
moment.
I am stronger
I am
because of what I have been through.
I know my worth.
I am whole and complete.
I am what I decide.
I release
am.
Any anger
I
and resentment.
I am powerful and compassionate.
For I know it does not serve
I am
me.
Wiser because
I allow
of what
myself
been
to live with an open heart.
I step
heart
into the future
regardless
with
of
pride
what has hurt me in the past.
And embrace the growth. That has
I
occurred
only
in me.
Bring into the future with me those parts of the past that
I have
made
more
me
compassion
stronger.
Because
I am
of what
capable.
I have experienced.
I embrace my life mission and
my
purpose.
Relationships are deeper.
I am
and more
infinitely worthy
because of what I have experienced.
I am here to bring deep wisdom and compassion to the
I am
world.
Powerful.
I decide
I
what
know
parts
that
of
what
the past I
have
bring
been
with me into
brings
the present
deeper
moment.
Meaning into my life.
My heart is open.
I allow my journey to
I
be one of
I bring lessons
with me
from the past.
And power.
I have self-esteem on a deeper
I
level.
I surrender that which no longer serves to renew
I
my
spirit.
I accept
my vulnerability.
I love that I am able to rediscover and
I have
recreate
a new level
myself.
Of personal strength.
Everything is
moment.
A lesson. And I choose to
I
feel
am able
compassion
to see
from
a
for
new,
myself.
Fresh perspective.
I am healing every day.
I am the hero of my life's
I
journey.
I am connected to a deep mission and purpose.
I take
in
the
this
lessons
life.
From what
I take
I go
what
through
value I can
and
from
bring
the past
those gifts
and relinquish.
Into the future.
Rest.
I am more able to live in this present moment.
Nothing that has happened to me defines who I am.
There is a stillness in my mind.
I am connected.
That
I am
therefore
grateful
really
for the powerful, wise person I have become.
I can be whoever I choose
I
to be.
I accept my vulnerability.
I am healthy.
I love who
I am
I deserve
inside.
To be treated well.
I am empowered.